Back's hurting some, but hey, take your Bible to Galatians chapter 6. Galatians chapter 6, if you would. And we're going to look at one verse here and keep your Bible open there. And we still want to talk to you about being wise, all right? And if there's one thing in this whole world we need wisdom. We need to be wise about a lot of things. And I think this is the 28th message I've preached. I had somebody tell me the other night, they thought, well, I guess you're done because it's Wednesday night and you didn't preach on be wise. No, we just took a breather, all right? So we'll keep going, if you will. Galatians chapter 6, notice down in verse 7. The Bible said, be not deceived, God is not mocked. For whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. You know, hey, if you've been a Christian very long, if you've been going to church very long, and then you've heard probably a bunch of sermons dealing with sowing and reaping. Sometimes, you know, it seems like we point a lot of these at young people, but the law of sowing and reaping doesn't cease to be operational when you reach a certain age. It works all the time, all right? But even after all those sermons, unfortunately, many don't seem to be very wise about the subject of sowing and reaping. You say, why do you say that? Because it seems that folks ought to know better don't. Amen. And they almost live as the truth of this verse wasn't true, all right? And they live like it's not true, but it is true, okay? It's a law of the Scriptures, all right? It is a law. We talk about the laws of the Medes and the Persians. Well, I'm not worried about the laws of the Medes and the Persians, but I am worried about the laws of God, all right? And if there's some laws we ought to be up to date on, it ought to be that. It ought to be the law of God. And the law of sowing and reaping is one of those laws. It's in the Scriptures, and hey, it's applicable for the sinner and the saint. If you're lost, it's true for you. If you're here,